Missouri Net News is presented by State Technical College of Missouri. Prepare for your career with a hands-on technical education from State Tech. Visit statetechmo.edu to learn more.
I'm Jason Taylor. A new documentary claims that previously unreleased surveillance video suggests Michael Brown didn't rob a store shortly before he was fatally shot by Ferguson police in 2014. One of the filmmakers told the New York Times he believes the footage shows Brown trading a small amount of marijuana for a bag of cigarillos around 1 a.m., 10 hours before he was shot. Missouri's 4th District Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler has not yet decided on the Republican health care bill to replace Obamacare. She's studying and waiting to see amendments to the 150-page legislation being fast-tracked through committees to the House floor.
There's, I believe, over 1,600 references to the secretary shall develop rules or the secretary shall develop a program. So there was a lot of discretion given to the secretary of HHS.
Representative Hartzler says her party wants to do this in a way that, quote, does not pull the rug out from anyone's feet. The Missouri Senate and the Secretary of State's office have reached an agreement about posting online the Senate's audio of debates. Lisa Nelson reports.
The state Senate is archiving recordings on its website of the chamber's floor debate. Since 2013, each workday's audio has been placed on the Secretary of State's website. In February, Missouri Net learned that this session's archived audio of Senate debate was not being posted online. Democratic Secretary of State Jason Kander left office on January 9th when Republican Jay Ashcroft was sworn in. Senate officials in Ashcroft's office have been discussing what pathway is the best use of resources. The audio adds a level of transparency and is a handy fact-checking resource for the public. The recordings in both the House and Senate are most often used by members of the press, legislative staff, lawyers, state departments, advocacy groups, and special interests. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Joplin City Council meeting tonight for an update on the Vision 2022 program and a review of the 2016 crime statistics. The mother of a missing University of Missouri, Kansas City student says the body pulled from a car in the Missouri River is her daughter. Liz Anderson believes the body found in the car was her daughter, Toni, who was last seen January 15th leaving a Quick Trip in the Kansas City area after stopping at an ATM. A legislative committee recently conducted a hearing where several lawmakers expressed frustration over the state's inability to generate more money for roads. The state's head of transportation has pegged the needed increase at $500 million. House Republican Greg Kolkmeyer of Odessa thinks there's resistance to boosting road funding because the state does a good job in maintaining primary routes.
We, in Missouri, we have a public communication problem that we need to educate the public. And once we get the public educated on why MoDOT needs more money, I think it will come.
Voters resoundingly rejected Amendment 7 in 2014, which would have raised the state sales tax 0.75 cents. Firefighters in the mid-Missouri town of Holt Summit were called to a structure fire yesterday morning. Investigators say the building was a total loss. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.